holding just a few days before Yom Kippur, and so I thought we'd speak for a few moments this morning about some of the halachas of Erev Yom Kippur. We normally think that Erev Yom Kippur is a hachana for Yom Kippur itself, hachana for the Yom HaKadosh. And the truth is, such a perspective really emerges from the Slichas. In Slichas, Erev Yom Kippur, the pizmon for the Slichas, we say, Mochar Yiyah Ha'os Hazeh, tomorrow is going to be the Os. It's a beautiful play on words from the Psukim at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. It sounds like the key is Mochar. Yom Kippur itself, Erev Yom Kippur, that's the Hachana for the Yom HaKadosh. But the emes is, if you look at some statements of Chazal, different Makoros, you get the impression that Erev Yom Kippur is not just a hachana for Yom Kippur itself, but rather it's an ikar part of the process of tshuva that we're engaged in. It's a part of the process of tshuva, maybe it's the beginning of the tshuva of Yom Kippur itself. What do I mean? Gemara Yuman, Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, has a very famous drasha. The pasuk says in Parashas Emor, V'inisim es nafsho seichem v'sisho lachodesh v'erev, that you should fast, v'tisho lachodesh v'erev, Chodesh Hashvi, the seventh month, and Tishrei, B'tishal HaChodesh, on the ninth day of the month. B'erev, at night. So the Gemara asks, it's Dachastirim. On the one hand, it says, V'nisim es nafsho seichem, B'tishal HaChodesh, that you're supposed to fast on the ninth of Tishrei. And then it says that you're supposed to fast B'erev, you're supposed to only fast at night. So which one is it? Do you fast on the ninth? Do you fast on the tenth? So the Gemara has two different interpretations. The second pshat in the Gemara is, Kala ochel v'shose b'chi, ma'lo l'vakosu ki l'usana b'chi v'asiri. That the reason why the Torah gives this impression that you're supposed to fast both on the 9th and the 10th is to teach us that if you eat Erev Yom Kippur, if you eat on the 9th of Tishrei, it's treated as if you fasted both the 9th and the 10th. Of course, the Iker fast, Yom Kippur, is really on the 10th. But if you eat Erev Yom Kippur on the 9th of Tishrei, the Torah treats it as if you fasted 2 days. So there's a mitzvah sachila. We know that Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. The Achronim have a debate, what's the nature of that mitzvah? Is it just a hachana for the tainis? Or maybe it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, maybe it's an independent mitzvah. From Rashi, you see both tzadim, both possibilities. Rashi and Yuma over there, explaining the Gemara, he says, Hachi mash makro v'inisem b'tisha, klomar haskin atzcho b'tisha, k'le shetuchel l'is'anos ba'asar. Rashi says, what's the Torah saying? Kala ocha v'shosa b'chi, ma'la l'vakosav ki l'usana b'chi v'asiri, haskin atzmacha, prepare yourself, b'tisha. Prepare yourself, Erev Yom Kippur, so that you'll be able to fast. B'asiri, you'll be able to fast on Yom Kippur itself. So it sounds like the achila on Erev Yom Kippur, according to Rashi and Yuma, is just the hachana for the tainus. But Rashi and Rosh Hashanah seems to say something different. Rashi there on Daf Tes says, V'ochikam akrov v'inisem b'tisha, Achilas Tisha ani kore inui. The pasuk is saying, I call eating on Erev Yom Kippur, on Tisha Lachodesh, I call it inui. Why do we call it inui? It's not inui, it's eating. I call it inui to say that it's ke'ilu. If you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's ke'ilu, you fasted 2 days. The kema da achiloso inui chashiva called a mafish ba achila ushtia tvei odiv. Says Rashi, and because the Torah refers to eating on Erev Yom Kippur as inui, so called a mafish ba'achilu shtia. If you're marbe, the more eating and drinking you do, the better it is. The better it is. What's Rashi saying? He seems to say that Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah z'achila, there's even a mitzvah to be marbe b'seuda. There's a mitzvah to have a big suda. So some of the achronim point out, from Rashi you get the impression that eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Because if it's just a hachana l'tainis, what's the mitzvah to be marbe? You just have to eat whatever you have to eat to prepare properly. What's this mitzvah to be marbe? It must be there's an independent mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. And that's the lashon of the Mechaber too. It's not just the Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Simen Tov Reish Dalet Sif Aleph, he says, mitzvah lechol be'erev Yom HaKippurim ulaharbos b'seuda. Mechaber says that the mitzvah zachila on Erev Yom Kippur is not just to eat, but to be marbe b'seuda. It sounds like there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Two different approaches, Rashi and Yuma, Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, and the Mechaber seems to take Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Chronin point out that there are different nafkemina between these two approaches, whether it's just a hachon l'tainis or it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Just to give you one example of a nafkemina. They say, what happens if a person is a chola? Let's say he can't fast Yom Kippur. He's not going to fast. Is there a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Is the chola mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur if he's not going to fast Yom Kippur itself? The Netziv in his magnum opus, the Hamek Sha'olam, the Sefer on the Shiltos, the Netziv is medayek from the Lashon of the Shiltos that a chola who's not going to fast Yom Kippur itself is not mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. Because the Lashon of the Shiltos is kola ochel b'chi'i umis'ane ba'asiri, etc., etc. Right? If you eat Erev Yom Kippur, b'chi, and you fast on Asiri, so then ma'ala lavakosu, kilu isane, chi, v'asiri. Sounds like if a person is not going to fast ba'asiri, then there's no value to eating b'chi. So what does that imply? It implies that it's only hachana. It's only a hachana if you're not going to be mechin. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's only if you're going to fast on Yom Kippur itself that we treat it as if you eat Erev Yom Kippur, then it's like fasting on Chi Lachodesh as well. So you see there, on the one hand we have a mechaber that says that there's a mitzvah to be marbe v'suda. On the other hand we have a shiltus who says that a chola seems to imply that a chola who doesn't fast Yom Kippur is not mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So there are different stodim. Why should I assume there's an independent mitzvah? How do we understand Rashi and Rosh Hashanah and the Mechaber? Why should there be an independent mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? Rabbeinu Yonah in his Shari Tshuva, in Shari Dalet Os Ches, explains that the mitzvah of Ne'atzah to eat Erev Yom Kippur is mitzad mitzvah simcha. There's a din of simcha. Simchas Yom Tov. That's why there's a mitzvah to eat. Just like we find on other Yom Tov, Shalosh Vadolin, there's a mitzvah to eat because of Simchas Yom Tov. So to hear. What's the Simchas Yom Tov Erev Yom Kippur? But Ben Yonah explains in two ways. He says that either Yom Kippur itself is viewed as a Yom Tov, and there really is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Kippur itself, which is not such a strange notion. The Rambam also seems to assume like that. The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah has a famous comment that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we don't say Hallel, because Sifrei Chaim is Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. These are Yemei Pachad V'Yira. We're very scared, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ve'enam Yemei Simcha Yisera, the Rambam says. You can't recite Hallel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because they're not days of Simcha Yisera. So some of the Achronim on the day, you see from the Rambam, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur really are days of Simcha. It's not a day of Simcha Yisera, right? It's a tempered type of Simcha because we're so scared. But it is a day of Simcha. But we don't say Hallel since Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. It's not a day of Simcha Yisera. That's why we don't say Hallel. But it sounds like Yom Kippur really is a day of Simcha. So there should be a din of Simchas Yom Tov. Rabbeinu Yonah echoes a similar sentiment like the Rambam. Yom Kippur itself is a Yom Tov, and there should be a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Kippur itself, but of course we can't eat Yom Kippur. So when do we fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov of Yom Kippur? So Rabbeinu Yonah, Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe that's the mitzvah Sachila. The mitzvah Sachila is really to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov that we should have on Yom Kippur itself, but we can't eat Yom Kippur, so we eat the day before. That's one pshat he wants to suggest. But then he suggests a different pshat. That there's a, maybe on Erev Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov itself. There's a Yom Tov Erev Yom Kippur itself. And what is the simcha? The simcha of kapara. That we're looking forward to Yom Kippur when we're going to receive the kapara from all of our avonas, all of our averis. So Erev Yom Kippur itself is a Yom Tov. And there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov Erev Yom Kippur, mitzvah atzma, because of the kapara that's coming. Not that Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov and there should be a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov Yom Kippur, but we're gonna push it earlier. We're gonna pull it earlier. No, Erev Yom Kippur itself is a din Yom Tov. It's a din Yom Tov and there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov because the Simchas HaKapara, we're so excited for the kapara that we're going to be receiving. We hope and we pray and we're confident that we're going to receive the next day. This is how Rabbeinu Yonah wants to understand this mitzvah b'fnei atzma, that if we say that Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to eat, what's that based on? It's based on some kind of Simchas Yom Tov. So he suggests in his second pshat that maybe there's a real din Yom Tov Erev Yom Kippur itself because of the Simchas HaKapar. This might explain another halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch there in Simit Tov Reish Dalet Zivbei says that on Erev Yom Kippur we don't say Tachan. You don't have the filas apayim. Why don't we say tachna? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because we give Erev Yom Kippur ktsas dina yom tov. So, that's what he's referring to. We give some kind of din yom tov to Erev Yom Kippur, there's a simcha. So that's why we don't say tachlan Erev Yom Kippur. What's more, the Magen Avraham says that Erev Yom Kippur, we say a shortened slichas. Many places, they have a minute to say a shortened slichas Erev Yom Kippur. The shortest slichas of the whole slichas period. What's that based on? The Chora, what it's based on is the fact that we assume that the Yom Tov of Erev Yom Kippur extends even to the night. But when's the time that we say slichas? When's the best time, right? The time that the Shulchan Aruch says that you're supposed to say slichas, Bashmar Saboka, before daybreak. Before daybreak. So why are you saying such a short slichas? It must be that that day is assuming that Erev Yom Kippur has a din Yom Tov, and they extend the din Yom Tov even to the night time. Not everyone has that minig. The minig in Kahal Adas Yishur, in the Boris community, is actually to say the longest slichas Erev Yom Kippur. The longest, right? Erev Rosh Hashanah is long, but Erev Yom Kippur is mamish long. That's super long. So apparently they assume, even if Erev Yom Kippur has a din Yom Tov, but it doesn't extend to the night. It doesn't go so far back. Okay. But our minig, the minig of many B'nai Ashkenaz, is to say a shorter slichas Erev Yom Kippur, because we assume that the din Yom Tov extends even to the nighttime. This is one approach, okay? That Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah sachila because of a din Yom Tov, and maybe even a din Yom Tov if ne'atzma, that because of the Simcha Zakapora, we feel that Simcha Erev Yom Kippur, and that's why there's a mitzvah sachila. Maybe that's why we have a shortened slichas, and that's why we don't fall tach. The Sfas Emes offers a little bit of a different interpretation. He explains this mitzvah sachila Erev Yom Kippur a little bit differently. This is Fasemes ala Torah, Yom Kippur Shnas Tov Reish Mem. He says that the Ikar Avoda of a person, the Ikar Avoda of a Jew, is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch gashmius. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch the physicality. We live in a physical world. We're made out of basar adam. So we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our physical gufim. He suggests that maybe the mitzvah achila Erev Yom Kippur is that before we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like malachim, Nekiim kamalochim, right? We're separated from physicality on the day of Yom Kippur itself. So before we do that, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch HaGashmus. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the physicality, through the Achila. It's an Avodas Hashem. The Achila of Erev Yom Kippur is a way that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Gashmus. Before we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu only through Ruchnius, we separate from physicality, we serve Him just like Malachim, or closer to Malachim. First, we serve Him through the Gashmis. And this alludes to what many of the Bali Machshava, the Bali Musar, say, that Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKippurim, for different interpretations. Like the simple pshat is that it's a kapara for the Chayim and for the Mesim. We say Yizkar, Yom Kippur. It's a kapara for the Mesim also. It's a double kapara. But others say that Yom HaKippurim means it's a day like Purim. That's what some of the Sifrei Kabbalah say. It's a day like Purim. What does it mean it's a day like Purim? The answer is it's a contrast. Right? Purim is a day that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch Gashmius. Yom Kippur is a day that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch Ruchnius, exclusively, right? We don't engage in all of our physical pleasures, and we don't take care of the physical needs, which we try to focus on spirituality. So it's Yom HaKippurim, it's a day like Purim. In a sense, it's tofel to Purim. Because the Iker way that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through the Gashmis. That's the Iker. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not Malachim, normally. We're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitol Gashmis. And that's what Erev Yom Kippur is about, he says. I think maybe what he's referring to, maybe to just to deepen it a little bit, to extend what the Sfas Emes is saying, maybe the idea is that the Achila of Erev Yom Kippur is to begin the process of tshuva. That we know that what makes us succumb to the Yetzer Hara is the fact that we give in to our physical drives and desires. We don't use the material bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We don't use it properly. And that brings us to Chait. So maybe that's the idea, that we eat Erev Yom Kippur to do a tshuva from this not using the brachos gashmios properly. The brachos of gashmios properly. That's the tshuva of Erev Yom Kippur before the tshuva of Yom Kippur itself. Is to do tshuva do tshuva by eating in the right way, and by thinking as we're eating, that maybe when we ate the whole year, we ate and drank, and we involved ourselves in different physical needs, maybe we didn't do it in the best way possible. Maybe we could have served HaKadosh Baruch Hu better through that process. Maybe that's what Erev Yom Kippur is really all about. If we assume that Erev Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva itself, so that can help explain a number of other very interesting halachas that we find regarding the day. But first of all, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Resh Vav Siv Dalet quotes a minig to go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Minig litbo. The source of this minig is from the Gaonim, the Rosh in Yuma. And the 8th parak quotes this from the Gaonim. What's the reason we go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur? What's the reason? So the Rosh says that some Yesh Mefarshim, some say that it's based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk says, "Ubenivlosam lo sigo," that you're not allowed to touch nevela. What does it mean you're not allowed to touch nevela? There's no azhara for Yisrael not to touch nevela, right? And in fact, there's no azhara for a kohen either. A kohen is allowed to touch nevela. He can't become tomei to tumas meis, but he's allowed to touch nevela. He becomes tomei, but he's not muzer on that tuma. What does this mean? So Rashi and Chumash quotes the Gemara that from here we learn chayavatim mataris atzma barega, that before Yom Tov a person has to be matar himself. So it says the Rosh, these Yesh Mefarshim assume that the Gaonim hold like this drasha. Gaonim assume chayavatim mataris atzma barega, so they assume before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur, but before Rosh Hashanah too, before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the Shalosh Regalim, a person has to go to the mikvah because they have to be matar themselves. So according to the Gaonim, this would apply to the Shalosh Regalim. It applied to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and it would apply even Bizman Shem Besam Yiddish Kayim. That's what they're assuming. A big chidushim according to this. Right? The Gaonim are assuming the Chayavad Mutar Satsma Regal applies not just to the Shal Shragalim, but to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. Apparently, he assumes that they're included within the Moadim, and even Bizman Shem Besam Yiddish Kayim. The Gaonim lived at a time Bizman Shem Besam Yiddish Kayim. So if you're going to be machmer for the Gaonim, if you go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur and you assume like this interpretation of the Gaonim, so then before the Shalosh Regalim, once you go to the mikvah also, some do, some are machmer to go before Yom Tov, before Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, they go before Yom Tov. That's what the Tzlach suggests. The Tzlach says that it's Gzeres HaKosot, that you have to be Mataris Atzma before every Yom Tov. The Rosh is very troubled with this. Many Achronim, Shagas Aryeh has a big discussion. We're not going to get into all of the details. But the Rosh rejects this interpretation of the Gaonim because he says you can't become Torah anyway, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we're all Tamei Emei. So even if we go to the mikvah and we mitar ourselves from Keri, but that's not going to help. It's not going to help to become Torah completely. So what's the value? What are we accomplishing? So the Rosh suggests maybe the Gaonim have a different understanding of the Tefillah. He says, "Nagu ha'olam l'tar atzmo mikeri l'tfilas Yom Kippurin." For the tefillah of Yom Kippur, we go to the mikvah. The Samchu Medrash quotes a medrash like this: that nekiyim k'malache hashoris, the Klal Yisrael and nekiyim like the malachim. But the tefillah of Yom Kippur is somehow a different tefillah that we matar ourselves, we purify ourselves more for the tefillah of Yom Kippur than we do for the tefillahs the rest of the year. Maybe that's the idea of the tefillah of Yom Kippur, according to the Gaon. That's what the Rosh wants to suggest. But the Darkei Moshe quotes a different tam from the Maril. That the Maril says that an Erev Yom Kippur with Tovel, not because we're preparing for the Tfilos of Yom Kippur, but because Chayavad Mutar Satzma Baregel, but rather, it's Midin Tshuva, Kegershin Esgayer, he says. Gershin Esgayer. A ger goes to the mikvah to complete the geris. Dr. Maril, that's what we're doing. We go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur as a chelik of tshuva, like a gershnis gayer. And some point out that this Maril could be the basis of interesting minhagim that some parts of Klal Yisrael have. Some people who go to the mikveh Erev Yom Kippur say vidui in the mayim. They say vidui. Don't say it too long because there's another person, you know, there's another person waiting for you to come out. You can have more than one person in the mikveh one time, but there's a limit. Right? But people do. You see, some people are, they wait in the mikveh, they're like, and you sort of wonder, what are they saying? They're saying vidui, they're saying some kind of, they don't have to say a long al-chet shechatam lefanecha. But you say a short vidui, chatasi avisi vashati, that's enough already. They say a vidui in the mayim. what are you doing? If you're being tire yourself from carry, so what's the vilu have to do with that? But it's part of the process of tshuva that we can understand the value of saying a vilui in the mikvah. This would explain also why we're machmir, dafka to go into the mikvah, and not to suffice with pouring tisha kavim on a person. A person takes a shower and he's in there long enough that 9 kavim worth of water are flowing on him. But technically speaking, to be mitahir from keri, it's enough to enter into 9 kavim or to have 9 kavim spilled over you. So why do we go into the mikvah? You don't have to go to the mikvah, just have 9 kavim spilled over. No, but if it's like Gershon is Geyer, a Gershon is Geyer can't go into the shower. He has to go into the mikvah. It's a different halacha. So if it's like Gershon is Geyer, it's part of the process of tshuva, so that's why we're mak bedavka to go into the mikvah. And there are some communities where not just the men go to the mikvah, not just people who are concerned that maybe they are Bali Keri go to the mikvah, but even older men who have not seen Keri, they can go to the mikvah. Even younger women go to the mikvah. Even women who there's no chashash that they're polit shechvazer. Everyone goes to the mikvah. The men go to the men's mikvah. The women go to the women's mikvah. What kind of a notion is this? If it's only to be metayer from keri, so why does everyone go to the mikvah? The answer is, if the tevila is a part of the process of tshuva, everyone's doing tshuva. Everyone is like a gershonist guy. Like the lashon of the Rambam in Ilkos Tshuva, that when a person does tshuva, he has to say, "Eini oso ha'ish sha'osa osan hamasim." I'm an ish acher. I'm a different person. He's like a gershonist guy. So he's like a gershonist guy. Then everyone has to go through the process. That's why everyone will go to the mikvah. That's not the minhag in most of the communities that we're part of. Right? In most of our communities, the men go to the mikvah, the women don't go to the mikvah. But this is quoted in Poskim. And there are some communities, Hasidic communities, the women go to the mikveh of Yom Kippur. Very interesting. Now, according to the Maril, what emerges is that Erev Yom Kippur is not just a day that's kulo simcha. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah would have us believe. But according to the Maril, it would appear that maybe there's an element of tshuva Erev Yom Kippur. Maybe there's an element of tshuva. And that would explain why the mitzvah achila is not just a hachana for the Yom HaKadosh, for the Tainis. And it's not just because of a simchas yamtiv, but maybe it's like what the Sfas Emes was saying, that no, it's a part of the tshuva. To eat, to be marbe b'suda, is to understand, to eat Erev Yom Kippur, but to have a machshava of tshuva as we're eating. Of course we have to prepare for the times, but also while we're eating, we should have a machshava that we're doing it as a kapar, we're doing it as part of the process of tshuva. We have to do tshuva for not eating properly, for not using the brachas, the physical brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us in the proper way. This idea that Erev Yom Kippur is a Yom HaTshuva can also explain another halacha, another minig, I should say. The Ramah quotes the famous minig in Simin Tafrei Shei Sif Aleph to do kaparas Erev Yom Kippur, also a minig of the Gaonim. And the Rishonim were very troubled by this. The Ramban and the Rashbah, they say that it's Darkei Amori, what, you're making a scapegoat? That now the chicken is going to have all of your averis, and you're going to go scot free. What kind of a game is this? What kind of a charade is this? We don't believe in that. They were very, very troubled, and that's how the Mechaber paskens. Mechaber says that you shouldn't do kaparas. I'm not sure if the Sfaradim do kaparas, but the minig of the Ramah quotes the minig to do kaparas with the chicken. The Mishnah Berurah, he quotes from the Achronim, other tainas, that the way it's done, the shochtim are up the whole night, and by the end, they're shechting nevelas. They're not shechting properly, so you're turning everything into nevelas. People are going to eat nevelas. Aside from the Darkei Amori problem, but there are mecholim that are going to come as a result. So there are many who were very distressed with the minig itself and the way that the minig plays out practically. The question is, what's the reason for the minig? Well, what's the basis of the minig? So I think if you look at the Ramah himself, the Ramah adds a little bit. He says the minig is to give the kaparas to the aniyim, to give the chickens after you do the kaparas and you shech the chicken, give it to the aniyim so they have what to eat. He says, and others are poda b'mamon, others actually shech the chicken, but then they sell the chicken, they give the money to the aniyim. They give the money to them. And there are some who do kaparas not with the chicken, but with money itself. They take the money and they say, zachalifasi, zachmurasi, zachkaparasi, they do it with the money. What's this with the money? What are you focusing on the money? It could be the essence of the kaparas is not the chicken. It's not that you're putting all the averis in the chicken. The ikar of the kapara is the tzedaka, the moment that you're giving, the tzedaka to the aniyim. That's the ikar of the kaparas. And maybe Efshem and Kenzog, and maybe we can say that the kapara is because we're doing tshuva, maybe we didn't use our money properly the whole year. We need tshuva not just from the achil and the shtia, but tshuva from the way we used our money. We give more tzedaka to show that we understand that the money is given to us for a purpose, that we're gabay at tzedaka. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use the money properly, not to misuse it. And maybe that's part of what kaparis is all about, to do tshuva for the misuse of money. Give more tzedaka. That's really the idea, to give more tzedaka in order to be mechaper for a misuse of money. And finally, the Gemara in Yuma and that Pezayin HaMebeis writes that mitzvahs vidui Erev Yom HaKippurim im Chashecha. There's a mitzvah of vidui Erev Yom Kippur im Chashecha. Im Chashecha. Aval Omer Chachamim Yisvada Kodem Sheyochal Shema Titarev Daida Besuda. Chachamim said that you should be Misvada before the Suda. A Misvada during Mincha, Erev Yom Kippur. Shema Titarev Daida. Maybe a person will go crazy, or you know, he'll have an accident, maybe he'll choke or something. So therefore you should say vidui earlier. But the Iker Vidui Erev Yom Kippur is Im Chashecha. What does it mean, Im Chashecha? So Rashi and the Rambam learn, it means in Maariv, after it gets dark. Right when it gets dark, right? Maariv, Yom Kippur itself. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says there's a mitzvah of Vidui Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of Vidui. And that's why even though we're Misvada B'mincha, Ramban says one has to be chozu misvada before Maariv. Well, misvada before mincha because we're afraid that something's going to happen during the suda. Right? We're misvada during mincha before the suda because we're afraid that something will happen during the suda. But according to Ramban, there's a mitzvah vidui erev Yom Kippur. So we have to be misvada after the suda too, before Yom Kippur itself. Says the Mishnah Bura in Siman Tov Reish Zayin Sivkot and Aleph that to be yosei the shita of the Ramban, it's appropriate to say tefillah zaka, that beautiful tefillah that you have in the machzor. There are two inyonim in tefillah zaka. One is a vidui, and the other is that you're makabel tosefes yom ha-kippurim in tefillah zaka. Very important. Both of that could be daraisa. It is daraisa. So even if a person comes to shul, you know, a little bit later than he wanted to, and he doesn't have time to say the whole tefillah zaka, he should at least say two things. He should say chatosi avisi pashati, have a short vidui, and he should say hareini makabel alai tosefes kedushas yom ha-kippurim. Takes about 10 seconds, but those are the two in Yonah. If you can say the whole tefillah zaka, beautiful tefillah, it's even better. But at least try to be able to say those two in Yonah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the idea of tefillah zaka? What are we saying in tefillah zaka? It's the ikar of vidui. We try to be able to the sheep of the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to say vidui. There's a mitzvah to say vidui. So you should say vidui after the Sa'uda, before Yom Kippur, after the Sa'uda, in order to be Mekayim this inyan. What's that mitzvah? Vidui Erev Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur. What are we saying vidui? What's the special vidui? So one could say, maybe the idea is to enter into the Yom HaKadosh with tshuva. Maybe that's the idea. Just as the day is beginning, Im Chashecha, we say a vidui. Maybe that's one understanding. Maybe the other way to look at it, based on the idea we've been developing from this Sfas Emes, maybe the vidui that we say, Erev Yom Kippur, is really the culmination of the tshuva of Erev Yom Kippur. That the tshuva Erev Yom Kippur is about feeling sorry that we haven't used all of the brachas, all the kochos, the physical, the material bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, we haven't used that properly. And that's what we're saying vidui for. In fact, if you look at the tefillah zaka, that's really what the tefillah zaka is all about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created us with five senses, and we haven't used the senses properly. We've used our feet improperly, and our hands improperly, and our mouth improperly. What's that saying? It's that we're basar v'dam. We're human beings with a physical guf, but we haven't used the physical guf properly. And we ask for kapara, we ask for mechila slicha, for not using our bodies properly. That's really what the tshuva of Erev Yom Kippur is all about. It's really the whole point. So it could be the goal of the Ramban is that after the Suda, after Erev Yom Kippur is finally done, that's the time to say vidui. That's like the culmination of the tshuva of the day. Yes, there's a Yom Tov element to the day of Erev Yom Kippur. And there's a simcha, and we don't fall tachna. And yes, there definitely is such an element. But there's also an element of tshuva. There's an element of tshuva with going to the mikveh, and kapara, kaparas, and vidui. The idea is to be misvadeh, to express that we understand that we're basav adam, and we can't always withstand the temptations that the Eitzahara gives us, but we understand that we have to do better. We have to do tshuva. Maybe that's the goal of the vidui. The vidui we say Erev Yom Kippur, after the Sudam of Sekas, after we've completed all of the eating, we say that vidui to express this idea that we hope in Mitzvah Hashem the following year to do better, to use our gufim, to use our bodies better. We should use them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to elevate ourselves.